Number one day of Christmas, my teacher gave to me one line about an old papaya tree. Number two day of Christmas, my teacher gave to me two coconuts and one line about an old papaya tree. Number three day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me three dry squid, two coconut, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number four day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number five day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me five big fat peas. Flower list, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number six day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me six hula lessons, five big fat peas. Four flower list, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number seven day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat peas. Four flower list, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number eight day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me eight ukuleles, seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat peas. Four flower list, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number nine day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me 9 pounds of poi, eight ukulele, seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat peas. Four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number ten day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me 10 cans of beer, 9 pounds of poi, eight ukulele, seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat peas. Four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number 11 day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me 11 missionaries, 10 cans of beer, 9 pounds of poi, 8 ukuleles, 7 shrimps a-swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat peas. Four flower lace, two dry squid, coconut, someone minor bird and one papaya tree. Number 12 day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me 12 televisions, 11 missionaries, 10 cans of beer, 9 pounds of poi, 8 ukuleles, 7 shrimps a-swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat peas. 4 flower lace, 2 dry squid, 2 coconuts, and 1 minor bird and 1 papaya tree. And 1 minor bird and
most of you probably know that six hula lessons is not enough. But 9 cans of beer probably work. Aloha, welcome to Kanakapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. Already 9 minutes after 10 a.m. on this overcast, drizzly Sunday morning in Nevada City. Showers in the future, although by tomorrow it could be out of here. But if you're planning on coming up to Victorian Christmas this afternoon, I think showers might be in the forecast. Well, aloha, I'm Michael Keene, and I'm always happy to be in the studio playing Hawaiian music for you. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to be speaking with the artist you're experiencing right now. 4-time Grammy Award winner Daniel Ho will be on the line with me around 10:30. Hopefully we'll find out a little bit about the ins and outs of how the whole Grammy process works. And that first song, of course, the 12 Days of Christmas, thought it would be an appropriate way to start. I guess we're down to almost 12 days of Christmas, aren't we? Pretty close, huh? Yeah, we are. Imagine. That was the group Pure Heart. Jake Shimabakuru, John Yamasato, and Lopaka Kalon. Pure Heart, from an album they did back in 1999, simply called 2.5. Maybe I'll play a few more tracks from that album later in the show. Connie Kapila is generously supported by John Hausler at Belle Capelle Salon, sharing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting using sustainably harvested organic Aveda products. Appointments at 530-477-2832. Belle Capelle Salon is at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley, or online at Belle Capelle Salon, and that's BelCapelleSalon.com. Ehoi Kapili. It's the tune you're listening to. I'll be back with Daniel Ho in about 20 minutes. Aloha. Thank you.
just can't wait for that special day. Christmas is the happiest time of the year. Ba-ba, da-dee-dee-da. Christmas is the happiest time of the year.
Oh, it's a great time for us elves.
Santa wears an Aloha shirt.
It's a mama.
Bright red shorts and a tea leaf skirt.
And a lot of dee dee.
Brown old poo with a shaka too.
So fun.
Presents fill his big canoe.
I will make it one.
Christmas is the happiest time of the year. Ba ba da dee da. Christmas is the happiest time of the year. Christmas is the happiest time of the year. Ba ba da dee dee da.
Why toodles, bop bop, so good. You were good.
Christmas is the happiest time of the year.
Ba ba da dee dee da. Oops, I think I came in the wrong spot.
Christmas is. Happiest time of the year, ba ba da dee dee da.
Oh, I gotta finish that toy for Molly.
Christmas is.
She was a good girl, just like her mommy.
The happiest time of the year.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I so.
She was naughty.
Not.
Yes.
Not.
Yes.
Give me that.
Oh, amuki hanna holi ili ovai ale ale le kaula no kaula Thank you.
Oh,
ukulele stylings of Daniel Ho. And that last vocal as well from Daniel Ho, that was from the Grammy-nominated album Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Volume 2, live from Maui. And that was Mele Ho'oku'u. Ahead of that, you heard the track Kapili Oha from Darlene Ahuna from the album All the Best Of, when she was back on the Hula record label back in 2003. Just love that track. Ahead of that, a beautiful rendition of Alika from the Alima, the Dilima Ohana, Kelly Boy and His Family, from the album Kupu'ae. George Kahumoku and Bob Brosman from the album Kanivai, Sound of Water. And I played Le Ohu. I love that track. George's voice. And The Happiest Time of the Year from Naleo's Christmas album, Christmas Gifts, Volume 2. Wrapping up our opening set here on Kona Kapila for this Sunday morning in Nevada City. Showers will continue today. There's about an 80% chance of rain on and off. But change in the future. We'll go back to drier conditions tomorrow and get a chance to dry out before the rain returns next week. Chris Yetton and Adam Warner will be making an appearance in concert at the Center for the Arts on January 22nd. That'll be our New Year's present to ourselves. Chris Yetton, very talented guitarist, will be traveling with his friend Adam Werner, who is a fingerstyle guitarist, not necessarily slack key and Hawaiian, but they have collaborated a number of times for concerts on the West Coast. Chris Yetton, one of Keola Beamer's Haumana. Very talented performer. His last appearance was with Keola and Moana last spring. Well, I'm going to try and get Daniel Ho on the line here. We'll talk a little bit about this year's Grammy nominees and how that process works. So here's a little more of Daniel's ukulele stylings. Kona Kapila on KVMR-FM. Aloha, Daniel. Aloha, Daniel. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Michael.
Aloha.
And all the KVMR listeners.
Well, I'm so happy you could spend some time with me this morning.
Oh, me too. It was nice to see you last week.
Yeah, what a delightful concert.
Yeah, Darlene Ahuna is awesome.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll come back next time and we can have a whole evening of you.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
We drove by the old venue with the dance place that we played with Uncle George about 10 years ago.
What a collaboration that's been.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Well, for those of you who don't know about Daniel, a very talented ukulele and multi-instrumentalist, in addition to the ukulele, plays guitar and piano and all kinds of things. I first met you 10 years ago when you collaborated with George Kahumoku in the Hymns of Hawaii concert tour.
Yes. That was our very first record together.
My, what a collaboration.
Yeah, we've done 9 records since then.
Wow. Seems so, like more.
Yeah, I mean, just about one a year, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. George Kahumoku Jr. was the one that actually mentored me and got me into Hawaiian music.
Oh, really? See, I thought you grew up over there. And
well, in a way I did. My dad and I used to play together when I was a kid. He would play guitar and I would play ukulele, and we'd, read through fake books and, the kind that has just the words and the chords written above it.
Uh-huh.
And we'd do that a lot in the evening, just to, hang out and share some music and stuff. But the real traditional Hawaiian songs, like, Hi'ilawe and, a lot of the other ones, I learned that on stage from Uncle George.
Oh, wow.
Prior to the late 90s, I was actually in contemporary jazz, and I was a keyboard player, not a guitar player, but a ukulele player. And so I approached music from a different angle, had a different concept of music. And I think Uncle George kind of noticed that and wanted a little different sound. So he kind of took me under his wing and taught me on stage. I made a lot of mistakes, and thankfully the audience put up with it. I'm not sure if they put up with it, but I guess they did. And, here we are, 10 years later, literally, still doing it. And my career took a whole different direction as a result. When I met you, I had released my first Black Key CD called The Voyage Home, which is, I guess, no longer in print. But, I was starting out as a guitar player, as an instrumentalist. And that's when, Uncle George kind of, took me on tour with him. A Northern California tour, and gave me my first big break in Hawaiian music. Yeah.
Well, since that time, you've become quite a producer of music as well.
Yeah, I'm learning as I go. There's no school that really teaches you how to be a producer or anything, and the word in itself in music is quite vague. Because it involves many jobs. There are executive producers that do as much as put up the money, and that's the extent of it. And there are more involved producers that might be, a producer could be an audio engineer, and they hear things a certain way, and they know how to get that perfect kick drum and snare drum to get you dancing, and so they're involved sonically. And then there are producers who are arrangers that know how to put two notes together, and that would be their
sure.
And then there's producers that are musicians that know how to pick a good song, for instance, and you know, so. And then there are producers that do everything.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You fall in all those categories.
Yeah. Well, we run a real small potatoes operation.
Yeah. Well, you've had some success.
Yeah. You know, we've been lucky, and it was never the intention from the get-go. It was just something I had to do because I guess the story goes back in the late 90s, 96 and 97, I was getting out of contemporary jazz. I had a band called Kilauea, and you know, we kind of achieved some, I guess, moderate success with airplay and sales and stuff like that. But the market was changing to a cover tune market, and we went from originals to mid-tempo drum machine urban grooves and cover songs. And I studied composing and film scoring, so that was quite a ways away from what I was interested in doing. I thought, oh, maybe I'll try something else. So then I started a little label that I thought conceptually would specialize in the music that I grew up with, something to do with Hawaii in some way, since I grew up there. And I thought, okay, that would be something that I could manage. The reason for that was if I started a contemporary jazz, or at the time it was changing into what is now called smooth jazz, which is that that style of contemporary jazz. Contemporary jazz is more like David Sanborn, Dave Grusin,
right?
You know, Kimiola's kind of modulations, and you go to the bridge and it changes into a slower tempo, halftime, and harmonically a little more intense or interesting. And that's what we did. And as that kind of got cut out of the mix, it became smooth jazz, which is much smoother.
Great explanation.
So, yeah, and it kind of sent me on my way. and so anyway, I did a... when I started Lewa, I did a Slack Key record, and I thought, well, it's easier to market and to work in a more geographically concise area like Hawaii, where, you know, all the radio stations and morning news stations and newspapers are all in one area, and we can kind of get to know them all and so on. And I couldn't, you know, do a smooth jazz record and market it nationally, for instance, to the 1,000 smooth jazz stations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tour a band across the country, hotel rooms and backline and, you know, stuff like that. So I did two things. I focused on Hawaii, and I went solo, which means, you know, I played solo guitar, because solo piano is also very difficult, because you'd have to backline a piano somewhere or rent a keyboard at a venue, or, you know.
Sure.
And you never know what you're going to get, and that was always somewhat of an issue. Like an 88-key weighted keyboard in an Anvil case doesn't travel very well.
Yeah.
You can imagine how it travels in this day and age.
Yeah.
If it does at all, you know. I have that Anvil case in my garage, and it's for sale for any of you that want to buy it. But anyway, yes, I bought a guitar, and I had already been recording a lot of guitar on my records. So I had experienced it, and when I was a kid, I took classical guitar for 5 years when I was 9 years old. So I could kind of play, I had a formal training, so I sort of had the background, but I was getting into the style. And my big break came when Uncle Ray Kane wasn't able to do a tour with George Kahumoku Jr. because his wife, Eloia, had an ear infection and couldn't fly. And so I was lucky enough to get on that tour, sight unseen and song unheard. Uncle George said, okay, yeah, come play with me. So I went to Northern California to do a tour with him, I think Ciro and Kyoki Kahumoku, Uncle George's son. And we played Sebastopol, Freight and Salvage, and I think it was Palookaville or something in Santa Cruz. I don't know what the venue is called, though. I think it's changed names a couple of times. So, you know, this tour, and I was the opening act. No one knew who I was. Well, I think Patrick Landeza was on a gig or two also. Maybe not all of them.
Probably at the Freight.
At the Freight, yes, yeah. He was. Yes, he was. And so I played, and then on that tour I asked Uncle George, would you like to do a record with me? And he goes, sure. Believe, you know, just like that. He just said, yeah, I'll do a record with you. And one of the concepts of my little label, which I was the only one on, I guess that might be called a vanity press, was that, you know, if I were to work with any artist, they could do whatever they wanted to do, any kind of music they wanted to do. And he had this idea for his grandma that he had been collecting hymns, Hawaiian hymns. Well, I guess Christian hymns, and they're translated into Hawaiian. And he wanted to do this record for like 10 years. And no one would do it because a slacky album of Hawaiian hymns sounds like a niche market, like a really small niche.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, okay, that's fine, let's do that. And he did. He came over and he played all the songs, and it was really beautiful. And one of the songs was Loko Mai Ka'i, which is Amazing Grace in Hawaiian.
Sure.
And it ended up in its own little way being a little hit.
Indeed.
Yeah, and so he sold a ton of those records, and he won a hoku.
Yeah.
And that was my first record with an artist besides myself on Daniel Ho Creations. And since then, we've done about 70 or 80 CDs in the last 10 years. And nice. Uncle George started it all. And then he would tell people, oh, you should record with Daniel. So he'd start telling all his musician friends. And then he said, oh, Daniel, you know, will you record my son Kiyoki? And next you know, we're doing Kiyoki's albums, and then we're doing Herb Ota Jr.'s albums.
That's right.
And on it went, and he kept me really busy, and some years, you know, we're doing more than we wanted to, but, you know, to this day, it's kind of, I kind of have that, like, whatever Uncle George wants, I gotta do.
Well, so far, they've been pretty successful.
Yeah, well, you know, and then this whole Masters of Black Key series was, that this is all taken from his show.
Uh-huh.
On Maui, at the Napili Kai every Wednesday. He has the only ongoing live slack key show in Hawaii. And, you know, so he got me involved in that as well with his partners, Paul Kahnweiser and Wayne Wong, who produced the show with him. And so I started working on that. And that's been, you know, an amazing journey.
Oh, indeed. It's such a rich amount of music and different artists that come every week to play with Uncle George.
Yes. A lot of fun. And once in a while I get to do it too, like maybe once a year or something, I can get back and do something. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, the Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key, that you've three Grammy Awards, is that correct?
Yes, three.
Three, and then your collaboration with Tia Carrera last year got you another Grammy, didn't it?
Yeah, that was really exciting. That was the first time as an artist to get a Grammy. And yeah, oh, it's exciting. It's no less exciting every year. I mean, you know, you still get really nervous waiting for the announcement. And, you know, we do our best to make the best looking project we can. And you know, as we were talking about the micromanaging of the independent label producer, you know, we do our own, Lydia and I do our own photography and graphics and engineering and mastering, and on most of the records I play all the instruments as well, because I guess you can imagine, you know, to hire a graphic designer every time would, you know, cost you over $1,000 a record.
Sure.
And musicians on an average are, you know, 100 an hour, and mastering is like 400 an hour, I think, to master a record, and audio engineers are, they can be quite expensive.
It mounts up really fast.
And if you didn't have a studio, then, you know, you're paying $70 to $130 an hour, and if you add all of that together, you'd go out of business.
Yeah, the numbers add up fast.
Yeah, so anyway, I think this is the day and age where, you know, technology allows us to do whatever we want to do, you know, marketing on a website or Facebook or MySpace or something. And
well, tell us a little bit about how the Grammy process works. I've always been fascinated how, there's the Grammy, and then, of course, the Hawaiian category has been really wonderful that's been created, because the Hawaiian music is so rich, and it's such a big market, not only in Hawaii, but on the mainland as well.
Well, the Grammy process, from what I know of it, I've been a member for 4 years now, I think. I was taken by surprise the first year. Our album Masters of Slack Key was nominated. I didn't even know it was submitted, because Hawaiian Grammy category has been around for 6 years, and there weren't a lot of members. The organization is called NARIS, which is National Association of Recording Arts and Sciences. And there weren't a lot of members, and I guess the Hawaiian Grammy category is tied to the Pacific Northwest chapter over in Seattle. And I wasn't a member. It wasn't anything that I thought I would, you know, get involved in, just because, you know, we work at home and we're just a small label, and the Grammys are nice to watch on TV, but, you know, not attainable in my mind. So I, you know, didn't belong to anything, actually, you know, Hara or whatever. I kind of did my own thing and tried to do the music that I liked and let it be that. Then one day I get this fax from my distributor in Hawaii ordering, like, this ridiculous number of CDs. And at the bottom it said, congratulations. And that's how I found out about the Grammys. What is
that's
this? I immediately called them back, and I said, what is this for? Are you sure you didn't, like, add an extra zero back here or something? And I said, no, you're nominated for a Grammy. The Masters of Slack Key was. And I'm like, you're kidding. I said, yeah, you just got nominated. I think Charlene Oshiro over in Hawaii had turned in our album, just, you know, because they were looking for enough entries to warrant a category.
Sure.
And so they needed, you know, Hawaiian language and Slack Key and so on. A certain percentage needs to be, I think over 50% needs to be Hawaiian. And so they submitted their record. And we didn't know how to market or anything, and we didn't. We just kind of, you know, went with the flow, and we were so fortunate. And then we joined, you know, Uncle George and me and Wayne and Paul, and started to educate ourselves with the process. But generally what happens is, let's see, maybe like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, somewhere around there, they would send out a preliminary ballot. And I think the deadline this year to turn in your records was August 31st. And you submit it, and register at Grammy.com, whatever album from your label you'd like to submit. And you suggest categories, gospel or best new rap album or Zydeco or whatever. And you turn it in, and And then it shows up on the preliminary ballot. But it doesn't always show up in the categories that you suggest. Sometimes they feel like it's not appropriate for the album to be. For instance, I had a Christian song, Pule no Malia, on Ikena, and I put it in Christian category. But that wasn't enough to have one song on a record. I think probably the whole record needed to be. So it wouldn't show up on that category. They wouldn't allow it to be in there, but because it's all Hawaiian language, then, you know, it would show up in the Hawaiian category. And so on. So the Bennett Children of Valley, and all the 17,000 plus members across the country receive the preliminary ballot on the website, and you get a form to fill out, and you vote in the categories that you know. And you turn it in, and let's see, I think December 2nd, there was a televised nomination show here at, I think it was Nokia Center or something like that, and they announced the nominations for all the smaller categories, and that's when, you know, we found out about the nomination. And then on January 31st this year, the Grammys will be held at the Convention Center here in Los Angeles and the Staples Center. And at the Convention Center in the West Hall, in the afternoon, is the pre-telecast part of the Grammys, where they go over the 108 or so, I don't know the exact number, but it's over 100 categories that don't make it to the televised part. I'm not sure how many categories they do at the televised portion.
Mm-hmm.
10, 5, or something.
Yeah.
Like that. It's only, you know, like best male vocalist of the year or best looking artist of the year.
Yeah.
Best, I don't know. You know,
sure.
The big general, you know, categories that everybody votes on, and all the smaller stuff like Hawaiian music. Zydeco and Native American and folk and bluegrass and all those other categories, and children's books of the year, so on, get announced in the pre-telecast, and that's a lot of fun. So
I'm sure it must be just delightful.
Yeah, it's far less formal, and I think about 3,000 or so people attend. And there's just a bunch of chairs in the West Hall, and we kind of sit in groups, like all the Hawaii people kind of sit in this one area, you know, and so on. And so the cheering happens in sections.
Yeah.
And so on. Yeah. So
that's great.
That's kind of how that goes. And then from there, I think it ends about 4 o'clock. They give you time to walk over to the Staples Center, and the show's sold out every year. So we usually end up sitting way at the top, behind the speakers that are hanging and the lighting and everything. And yeah. Yeah, so I think the Staples Center is about 10,000 people or so.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I want to let everyone know that you're listening to Kanakapila on KVMR-FM Nevada City, and I'm speaking with 4-time Grammy Award winner Daniel Ho. We're just sharing a little bit of the ins and outs of the Grammy process and what it's like being at the event. So congratulations, you have several nominees this year.
Two, yeah. One of them is Tia Carrera and I, Hey Nani,
uh-huh,
which is an all-original Hawaiian language project that I co-wrote with Amy Ku'ule'aloha Stillman, who is just a wonderful lyricist, songwriter. She's a professor at the University of Michigan, but she grew up in Hawaii and majored in Hawaiian music and culture. She's an ethnomusicologist and got her master's from UH and her PhD from Harvard, and ended up in, originally was in Santa Barbara teaching, and then got a job at the University of Michigan. And so she's out there, and we collaborate by phone and fax and email.
And, she wrote the title track to Darlene's new album, right? Aloha Pumehana?
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah, such a beautiful song.
It's part of the Fumihana trilogy, which she wrote for our wedding on 8808 last year. And that was her gift to us, and I set it to music. And yeah, I love her lyrics. She's very poetic, picturesque, and she'll, you know, write. And believe it or not, the first song that we wrote, called Velo, which means waving, it's on the Ikena CD. I wrote it in the Sacramento airport. I had asked her, you know, where I was over in Kyoki's camp on the Big Island at a Kanikapila session, and Uncle George was playing and Dennis Kamakahi was singing. I said, you know, I want to try to write some Hawaiian songs. So I called her on my cell phone. I called her in Michigan. And I said, Amy, do you want to? And she said, well, no, I never wrote a song before, but I'll give it a try. She was very hesitant. And so she wrote a haiku in Hawaiian. That's the poetic art form where the syllables are 5, 7, 5. So it's an odd number, and I struggled with it a little bit. But I was doing this tour with Herb Ota Jr. a couple years ago, I think. Two or three years ago. And flew into Sacramento Airport, and Susie came to pick us up.
Of course.
And I had the lyrics with me, and I was a little sick, and I had myself bundled up in my heavy jacket, the one you saw me wearing last week. And I wrote the song on my ukulele, and kind of finished it up driving in the backseat of her car over to San Francisco. That's our first song, Velo. We have a tie to Northern California.
I hope so. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for spending time this morning and sharing a little bit of your delightful personality. You know, it's always great to speak with you. And
likewise, it's always nice to see you and share stories.
Yeah.
And music. Oh, but I forgot to mention the other album. It's Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar,
sure,
Volume 2. And that's Uncle George's, it's a compilation of all the artists he performs with. So, Kavika Kahiapo, Kyoki Kahumoku.
It's ironic that you had mentioned Kavika, because I had queued up the Aina Momona, the track that's on the new album.
Oh, Kai Palawa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a wonderful person. He really is a very genuine, he has a very nice voice, and I kind of got to know him a little bit because of the Kai Palawa project.
Sure.
I went back to Hawaii and played some gigs with him and Kaukahi. He's a neat person.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Really wonderful spirit. I met him with Walter Kiale.
Yeah. Both of them are really cool.
Yeah. Oh. They were doing the Slack Key Festival, the first Slack Key Festival on Molokai.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was quite a day.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much. It's just, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
In all your endeavors. I'm so happy that you were willing to kind of share a little bit of the story of how it all came to happen, that you're at this place in time doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I have no idea how I got here, but I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, and that's a great song, too, by the way. I've played that song a number of times. I love Naleo's rendition of that. That was such a cool song. Did you actually write that for them?
I wrote it for a group I had called Canoe Club.
Oh, Canoe Club, of course.
Yeah, back in 1995, I wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I recorded it myself on Simple as the Sunrise.
Sure.
And Bridget Bryan sang it on Canoe Club. And, yeah, it's just kind of, been out there.
It's nice how things are just born and then they take on a life of their own. Well, thank you once again, Daniel. It's always delightful, and I'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. thank you.
Congratulations,
Michael,
for all your hard work and the awards of the past and your nominations for this year's Grammy as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we're crossing our fingers, knocking on wood. So, all right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Aloha, my friends.
Okay, aloha.
Ahui ho.
Bye.
Here is Kavika Kahiapo from the Grammy-nominated Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key Volume 2, produced by Dan Ho.
Ano ano heia I kau anui halaulani kaniko mololani ano ano heia I kau anui halaulani kaniko mololani kunihi paliuli o iole ka ka maila na vaiola o kane kunihi paliuli o iole ka
Kavika Kahiapo from the Masters of Hawaiian Grammy nominated Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Volume 2. Aloha, once again, welcome to Connie Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. I want to thank once again John Hausler at Bel Capelle Salon, bringing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting to Bel Capelle. And Aveda Concept Salon at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley. Appointments available at 530-477-2832. And additional information is available online at belcapellesalon.com. That's BelCapelleSalon.com. Also want to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture and retractable awnings, and solar screens. Sierra Timberline is in the Home Center, Idaho, Maryland Road, at the freeway in Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.com. And also, we'd like to thank Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials, including Ultra Touch, recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American Clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Suns Development, located next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley, online at sunsdevelopment.com. And lastly, we want to acknowledge Nevada County Recycles announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are available at keepthesierragreen.org or simply call 530-265-1768. Well, this next track goes out to Lehua from her good friend Leilani. Kaylee Reichel's delightful Aomai. Lohia, etu aloha,
alohilohi kapi i mai anei o ka hoku o ka lani kona ho alike imo imo aku imo mai nei awe kau i mauli e awe kau i mauli e
come on uncle
waloa no ka ave mai i ka pika, ka pika ho'o whili, e ho'o kohu kohu, alama oi ke role, he nuku ko ka pū, aue he ala ala e, aue he ala ala e.
Ka Uncle George.
No ka pua lihikea A ole o kana mai Kona nani mai ole Pani no ke kua Mahina ke alo Aue ke na maka alo hie Aue ke na maka alo hie Haina ka kua No ka pua Aole o kana mai, kona mai mai ole. Aole o kana mai, kona nani mai ole. Aue ke na makaalohi e. Aue ke na makaalohi e. Aue ke na makaalohi e.
Kau kau ale no
The Slacky Stylings of Chris Yetton. From his 2005 release, The Stand, Ho'opa'a. And you're listening to the title track. Collection of slack key and American fingerstyle guitar tunes. Well, aloha. Welcome to Kani Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. 89.5 FM, most places in the foothills. 105.1 up in Truckee Lake Tahoe. And tell your friends they can stream KVMR and Kani Kapila at kvmr.org. And by the way, I haven't reminded you often enough that the Kani Kapila programs have been archived, so you can... go to our website, kvmr.org. Go to the Kanikapita link, and you'll find directions to listen to previous shows. I think they're captured for about 2 or 3 weeks. So feel free to check out KVMR's website any old time. Great source of information. So ahead of Chris Yetten, you heard a beautiful falsetto of Richard Ho'opi'i with the album, or with the song, Kupa Landing, from the Grammy-nominated Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Volume 2. Richard Ho'opi'i, very wonderful artist, great falsetto. Pilioha also in that set with Namamo o Puko'o. Darlene Ahuna, ahead of that, Amy Hanaiali'i from her album Friends and Family of Hawaii. And that was a piece called Maka Alohia Oha. No, I take that back. What was that? Maybe that was it, yeah. Sorry for that. And that backing her up was the Martin Pahinui Trio, which featured George Kuo, Aaron Mahi, and Martin Pahinui. And I believe that Amy's album also has been nominated for a Grammy this year. I'm going to try and get her on the line in the next couple of weeks, talk about that. A really wonderful collaboration, Amy and Friends. And ahead of Amy, you heard Darlene Ahuna with the song Aloha Pumehana. Daniel and I alluded to that in our conversation. Beautiful love song written for Daniel and his wife Lydia. And started that set with a track going out to Kalehua from Leilani, Kele'i Rachel with Eo Mai. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Chris Yetten will be traveling California. He's going to make a stop here in Grass Valley at the Center for the Arts on January 22nd. Chris Yetten, very talented guitarist, has a wonderful singing voice as well. So he and his friend Adam Warner teaming up for this concert tour. So jot that on your calendar if you enjoy slack key guitar or American fingerstyle, for that matter. Then this concert may be the one for you. January 22nd, Center for the Arts, downtown Grass Valley. Brittany Paiva has released a new album, simply called Four Strings. The Fire Within. Here's a track called Cruisin' on 7. Brittany Paiva on Kanikapila.
Christmas now. I miss you most at that time of the year, when our hearts are full of Christmas cheer. And I love you at Christmas time. On the tree don't mean nothing when I'm all alone Christmas night. But when you're here, something changes. You made the lights on my tree shine so bright. I want you most at that time of the year, when our hearts are full of cheer. And I love you at Christmas time.
Busy sending notes, Santa.
It's about time for me to sleepwalk on out of here. Couldn't have Christmas without the Makaha Sons. Very delightful track there from their holiday album, Christmas Day in Hawaii Nei. That was Christmas Luau. Ahead of that, you heard Na Leo with a song called The Song of Christmas. That's Na Leo, Christmas Gifts 2. Also in that set, you heard another track from Pure Heart. A little early celebration of Christmas. And started that set with Brittany Paiva from her new album, The Fire Within. Cruisin' on 7, the title of that piece. Well, I want to make way for my... I want to thank my underwriters. Before I leave you this morning, I want to thank, once again, Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture and retractable awnings, and solar screens. In the home center, Idaho, Maryland Road at the freeway, Sierra Timberline, Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.com. And Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, including supplying natural building materials, including UltraTouch recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, interior plaster tools, and more. Next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley, online at sunsdevelopment.org. And lastly, Nevada County Recycles announcing the Keep the Sierra Green program, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are available at keepthesierragreen.org or 530-265-1768. Time for me to say goodbye. I'll be back next Sunday. We'll celebrate a little bit more Christmas and enjoy the holiday season. This is KVMR-FM Nevada City, Connie Kapila for another Sunday morning. And I'll leave you with the Makaha Sons. If I can cue it correctly. Have a great Sunday, everyone. Aloha.
ikeia.